in the motel, and I had an interesting experience of riding with a young man who was quite a young philosopher in a contemporary sense of the word. He was well informed on all the modern trends. He knew all about God, but he didn't know Jesus Christ. We can know all the truth that we may learn in God's word about God, but until we know him as the unchanging Christ, we have no message that we can bring. We have no stability for our own lives. We have no hope for the future apart from the reality of the person of Jesus Christ, your Savior and mine. He's the same in his power. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The same in his promise, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. A friend of mine who was a young man during World War II was a transport pilot stationed in India, flying out of India across the hump into China. Many times he had flown his plane during the day, going between high peaks in the mountains and thinking little of it because he could see. But then there came the time when he had orders to fly across the hump in the darkness of night. And the only security which he would know would be the security that his navigator was capable. But if there was a mistake in navigation, they might very easily crash into the peak. He received his orders, his plane was being warmed up, and he was prepared to go and climb into the plane and take his place there and fly across the hump that night in the darkness. Before he left his quarters, he got down on his knees and said, Lord, tonight I fly in the dark. Lord, you must go with me. I cannot do it alone. He got up from his knees, walked down to the plane. He climbed up the ladder into the plane. And he said, before he started up the ladder, he stepped aside and said, Lord, you go first. And there in the plane that night, he said, I was never more conscious of my co-pilot or any member of my crew than I was of the presence of the living Christ who flew with me that night. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is our stay, our hope, and our guide. Almighty Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this day, for the opportunities of witness and of service that are ours. Lead us now as we go to our places. Bless us this day, not that we may be blessed, but that being blessed, we may be a blessing to others. We ask in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.